This is Cassie Williams, and with me for community conversation tonight is Martha Hall. She is the health officer with the Lenawee County Health Department and Lenawee County Sheriff Troy Bevere. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you very much, Cassie.
You are very welcome. So we're going to talk about one of the important things that isn't necessarily top of mind for everyone, but the safe disposal of prescription drugs. You know, everything is so easily accessible, and we are always concerned about family members and of course, people taking illegal drugs as well. But we want to talk about, you know, what's happening in our community. Troy, you want to kick things off?
I absolutely would love to kick things off. So interestingly, I do get quite a few questions when I'm out in the community about this. Word has gotten out that the sheriff's office is one of the many locations in Lenawee County that offers the big red barrel, where you can bring in unused or used prescription drugs, and you can drop them off in our big red barrel, and we will then safely dispose of it. So that, along with our drug take back day, is huge for the community to give them a place to take those drugs, mm-hmm. to keep them out of hands of family members who may abuse them, and out of hands of little children and things like that. So we're very glad to be able to provide that service, and we will continue to do so.
And Martha, are there other opportunities, other locations for drug disposal?
There are several other opportunities for disposal here in Lenawee County at several of our police departments throughout the county. So Adrian Police Department, Blissfield, Hudson, Morenci, Raisin Township, Hudson. So those are some other locations where we have the big red barrels. And then additionally, ProMedica has the MedSafe kiosk, which is located in their emergency department.
Okay.
So we have several opportunities here in Lenawee County to be able to dispose of drugs on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the opportunity that that we have taking place on April 24th is yet another opportunity for us to be able to dispose of those unwanted or unused medications, mm-hmm. And to be able to dispose of some items that we can't normally dispose of through the Big Red Barrel program.
Well, and I know some people think, oh, it's just the hardcore drugs that I need to take care of properly, but it's really everything, any kind of medication, including those for your pets. We're trying to keep them out of landfills, trying to keep them out of, don't flush them down the toilet anymore, keep them out of the water systems and such. And, you know, it might seem like a small thing, but when everybody's doing it, it becomes a big thing.
Yeah, very true. And, you know, so in addition to the fact that we want to be able to keep drugs out of the hands of individuals that they were not prescribed for, mm-hmm. We also want to protect our environment. So it, right. You know, doing proper disposal is really key.
Yeah, yeah. Troy, you've probably been involved in the drug take-backs in the past. What kind of response do you usually get for those?
You know, we at the Sheriff's Office have been involved in this for many, many years in combination with ProMedica. We go way back, and I was talking to the undersheriff, and he's been involved in it for many, many years, and teaming up with DEA, because the drugs have to go somewhere safely, and mm-hmm. So we have that partnership with the DEA to get rid of those. But yeah, and you talk about a big problem. So last year, unfortunately, with COVID, we did not have a drug take back. So we got to believe that there are quite a bit of drugs out there that people want to get rid of and dispose of safely. Going way back, so we pulled a little bit of information, and in 2017. There was 483 pounds of drugs that were disposed of safely through the drug take-back system, drug take-back day. And the following year wasn't quite so big. It was 380 pounds, and it kind of went down. So that might tell us that people are disposing of their unused, unwanted drugs. Mm-hmm. It was 300 pounds in 2019, and we know last year there were none. So. Right. Looking forward to a big year this year to make sure that we get rid of that again, to help the environment and to keep everybody safe.
Mm-hmm. Martha, can you explain to our listeners what they need to do as far as bringing their drugs to the take back or to a disposal site?
Certainly. So for the drug take back event that will be on April 24th at the ProMedica Charles and Virginia Hickman Hospital, and that's located at 5640 North Adrian Highway, individuals will just follow the signage after they get out to the hospital. They are able to dispose of over-the-counter medications, prescription medications, PET medications. All of those will be accepted, as well as sharps, medications that are liquids, ointments, and inhalers. Those are things that we're not always able to accept. That's really something that can happen twice a year when we're doing these takebacks through partnership with ProMedica. Everyone should leave the medications in the original containers if that's possible, and then just mark out their personal information.
Yeah, and I even recall that I did take part in a drug take back before, and I hadn't marked out my stuff, so they marked it out when I got there. But it does make it easier if you mark it out yourself in advance. Troy, we were talking earlier as part of a committee that our goal this year is 500 pounds.
That would be a very good goal. I think you might make that. You would definitely break the 483-pound take back in 2017.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, and I know we're going to be doing some videos and some Facebook Live stuff, kind of showing how easy it is to do a drug take back. But when you have a family member maybe who is in and out of different kinds of prescriptions, and you have the one now that can't take anymore, I mean, it helps to put that in a box and save it for a drug take back, and get it out of the way when they're non. When they're not narcotics, so to speak. I mean, if they're narcotics, you want to get rid of them right away. But, I have people that have been on different kinds of antibiotics and stuff, and then, like, that one's not working, we're going to switch to this. Well, lo and behold, you have 5 days left. And, what do you do with it?
And expired medication. A lot of times people have expired medication at home, and they just want to know how can they get rid of it safely. And We here at the sheriff's office see people coming in and bringing in bags of medication and disposing of them in the big red barrel. So all of this a little bit helps, and it helps the environment. It helps keep people safe, and it helps to make the community a safer place. So that's what we're all about.
Exactly, and it's an educational thing too. I know. There's lots of information out there on what they can do. So I know that the Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition has drugpreventionlenawee.com. It's a great site to go to. They're also on Facebook, too. And they'll have information as far as the drug take back and different programs that are available for any kind of drugs or alcohol type issues.
Yeah, certainly. There's a wealth of information that is available there at drugpreventionlenawee.com, and would really encourage individuals to go there and just learn about some of those opportunities here in Lenawee County to be able to help with prevention in our community. One of the things with the drugs is that individuals tend to hold on to them. Somebody gets a prescription, and like you mentioned, maybe it was an antibiotic prescription and they had to try a couple of different ones, or they weren't able to take a prescription for some reason. We don't want to hold on to those. We save them for another time. We want to be able to get those out of circulation. Either if you've got them sitting around right now, let's get them to this drug take back event on April 24th. And on a regular basis, we have so many opportunities in our community to be able to get those disposed of.
Exactly.
We know that as far as opioids, 52% of individuals that misuse opioids in Lenawee County indicated that they got them from a family member or a friend.
Okay.
And so if we have medications that we aren't using, let's get them out of circulation. Let's keep our community safe. And making sure that they're disposed of properly, again, it protects our environment.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, young children that have the potential to be able to, you know, get a hold of some medication that they shouldn't. So I encourage everybody, take a look at what you've got going in your medicine cabinet. If there are items in there that are expired, whether they're over-the-counter, whether they're prescription, if you have things that are expired or you are no longer using that medication, let's get them to the drug take-back day and let's try and meet that 500-pound goal. I would love to see that happen.
I would, too. And so the drug take-back is, like you said, on April 24th. It's a Saturday. It's going to be going on from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. And there's going to be goodie bags that they're going to give out that'll have some great little tchotchkes in them and a chance to win a $200 sweepstakes prize, too. So if you enter little sweepstakes. And so, you know, Sheriff Troy Bevere, I appreciate your time today. And Martha Hall, thank you so much for all you're doing to help get Lenawee County into a better situation and helping with the drug take back.
Thank you very much, Kathy and WLEN, for being a partner with this, and we appreciate that.
Yes, thank you very much.